This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our name.
Time to get it on. As the singer for Kansas. It is a good day for you to get yourself focused again. Back to reality. Rub the sleep out of your eyes. Let's go. Labor Day is over. It's Labor Tuesday. That means labor equals work. Work equals pay. Pay equals time off. Oh, wait a minute. Not necessarily. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Doug and Ken, who are here to look in depth at what the president did yesterday. President showing solidarity with union workers on Labor Day. I don't think non-union workers have much to crow about one way or another, right? Because the unions, once again, won. Not that that's bad, but it doesn't seem fair. Well, people say, well, why don't we all join unions? Oh, yeah, the union guys would love that. And how much is taken out of your pay? How much? Well, they'll tell you, you'll get paid more if you're in the union. Okay. How's that working for some people who work for companies don't have enough money to pay a union scale, so they fire everybody or fire a number of people, they just go out of business? How's that serve? Anyway, president signing an executive order requiring paid sick leave for employees of federal contractors, about 300,000 at the moment, don't get any paid sick leave. Do you? If you don't work, you don't get paid. Some companies can do it, some companies can't. In this case, the private contractors say, swell, we don't mind. We'll just up our rates, up the charges, make everything more expensive, and the taxpayer, love those taxpayers. There are fewer and fewer of them all the time, but we love them because they'll pay. We pay. You and I who pay our taxes, we pay more. Pay more. Is this humane? Yeah. Is it a good idea? Yeah, as long as it's not abused. How many days are required? Is it in that fine print we see? Is it 7 days a year? I heard 3 days, Kenny. I heard 7 days. I'm not sure.
I'm looking now, trying to find out what it is, but I can't find it.
Labor Department said costs would be offset by savings the contractors would see as a result of lower attrition rates and increased worker loyalty. But they didn't have anything to back that up. They just said it. So if you have, if you've been on the job for 1 year, excuse me, I'm going to sneeze.
Yeah, it looks like it's up to 7 days annually.
Okay. Who said you're not supposed to? Do I get some time off for that? Sneezing on the job? Can you do that?
Yeah, have to talk to your boss.
Okay, well, put a call in. Kara, get a hold of my boss for me, will you please? The administration has been working on this order for months. It seemed that Labor Day was the day. Because it's a good time for talking about labor to labor. So, and I don't know whether this has been an issue that has been discussed in the early days of the campaign. Have you heard anybody, Kenny, talking about this? Any of the Republicans, any of the Democrats? Maybe the Democrats might want to distinguish themselves from the Republicans. Republicans wouldn't go for this in a heartbeat. Democrats would, Republicans wouldn't, which is kind of too bad. It's lousy to be able to predict so easily what Republicans will do because of their Republicanism, what Democrats will do because of their Democratism. 44 million private sector workers do not get paid sick leave, about 40% of the private sector workforce. In his speech to the Greater Boston Labor Council, have an annual breakfast, president was also asking Congress to expand the requirement beyond contract workers to all but the smallest businesses. And you can imagine what, yay, Mr. President, hooray for the president, let's vote for... Wait a minute, he's not running again. So what is it? It's not like a campaign speech. I'm in the Boston area. All the news media, they had nothing to report yesterday except traffic conditions were it not for the president. But because of the president, traffic was horrible. Thank you, Mr. President, for giving us something else to talk about. Yep, the traffic in Boston was a nightmare yesterday morning, at least. When he flew into Logan Airport, they closed all... no matter where he goes, every day he goes somewhere. And the routine is to just shut down all the roads, plug up all the arteries. And yesterday, because most businesses really... This is one of those, what, four or five holidays during the year that really is a slowdown, that really doesn't have much activity. We do our radio program live, but then it's done. Morning is over. That's it. It's a very slow day. Labor Day is a slow day. Thanksgiving is a slow day. Christmas is a slow day. New Year's is a slow day. 4th of July, that's about it, right? Those five. Other than that, it's pretty much the same as... And retail is open pretty much every day but Christmas, and even that's being violated now. So what... anyway, back to the driving Labor Day. Those of you who are on your way home now, perhaps you'd be interested in a report from eDriving.com about a new study on who the worst drivers among us are. That report and a discussion with a fellow who worked on the report in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so...
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Doug Steffen here. You've heard me talk about how amazing GenuCell is, developed around plant stem cell therapy, getting rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. I use it and I love it. The people who work with me on the program use it and love it. And now, here's an extraordinary way for you to further enhance the beauty of your eyes. It's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, a powerful, all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under and around your eyes. No more makeup. So you have GenuCell working on the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. The new product from Chamonix, the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which you get free when you order GenuCell at 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. You'll get the 12-hour guarantee of the change, get rid of the dark circles and all the other things, the bags, the puffiness, plus a free luxury gift with your GenuCell order. 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Justin McGee. Bagnall is here from eDriving.com. Over there, they did a poll of 3,000 people to find out whether they are or what they think of their driving. Most people think they're good drivers. By the way, there are three great websites in connection with eDrivers. It's eDriving.com, DriversEd.com, and iDriveSafely.com. iDriveSafely.com. Everybody
and
thinks
you can look at that while you're driving.
Right, exactly. Come on, Justin. Yeah. Everybody thinks they're good drivers, right?
And we're all above average drivers, too.
Yes.
We found 85% of us thought we were very or fairly good as drivers. And what's kind of funny is actually as we get older, our belief in ourselves got higher.
That's because we can't see the cones anymore.
What happened, Richie?
Hello.
Justin, where'd you go?
He's there.
All right, see if you can find him.
Hold on a minute.
Anyway, I'm going to go through some of the stats here. 33% of us think our spouses are good drivers. If I can tell you, every time we get teased about it, I tease Meredith about her driving because she's fast, and she'll say, the accelerator, she'll yell out the window to somebody, the accelerator is the pedal on your right. You know, that kind of stuff. Fast.
Always makes you feel safe, right?
Yes, right. Exactly, yeah. I'll never forget, she drove me to the airport once, and we zipped in and out of Boston traffic like you wouldn't believe. She is a good driver, very good driver. I'm a good driver, but I don't drive as fast as I used to. I used to be extraordinarily fast, and it would scare my children, but I always had a very heavy foot. I don't so much anymore. And I wonder, speed in and of itself doesn't cause accidents, but it certainly can contribute to the accidents.
Can't stand the drivers, though, that weave in and out really fast and then are always on their brakes. So they're always giving you the red light.
Or the people who stay on the left and everybody's passing them on the right. That, I think, is just selfish and bad driving.
That makes me crazy.
I know. Isn't it awful? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So the stats from the poll show that 85% of us think we are good drivers. Kenny, what do you think of your driving ability?
I think I'm average.
Average. Richie, what do you think of your driving ability?
I'm a great driver. I'm an excellent driver.
Yeah, I would think you probably are. Jennifer?
Terrible driver.
Really?
I admit it. They call it self-effacing. No, when you know something about yourself and you admit your strengths and your weaknesses, what is it?
Self-absorbed.
Anyway, I think that I'm an okay driver, but I'm definitely not.
Self-aware is the term you're looking
self-aware,
for.
Self-aware, but yeah, so it was different, but whatever, that works. Anyway, I think that I am an okay driver. When I'm tired, I am not a good driver. When I'm on it, I can be okay.
Right. Saturday night's drinking night for us, and we went to a restaurant, and
always
I had
good to drink and drive.
She had a martini or something, and I had a peach something or other. And after half a glass, she thought I was hammered. She wanted to drive home. I was fine. What it does is lighten me up a little bit. But having these,
I think
people,
it's funny that peach schnapps is your manly drink.
Right, do we find Justin again? Justin. Yeah. All right, so we only have a couple of minutes here. We've been talking about the results of the poll. The gender bias. Are women, or do they think they're better than men? I think many women drivers, I think Meredith, the woman in my life, is a very good driver. I like to tease her a little about her speed, but she's very aware. Isn't that what it takes? And how much of a factor not only is gender, but age, and the younger people so distracted by all of the tools in the car that they end up not being great drivers?
Yeah, we found there's overconfidence there. We found it a little higher among men than among women. And we found this gender gap between sort of having disparaging thoughts about your spouse's driving to be even stronger among men.
Really?
So it is. Look at the crash data, and men tend to crash more. Men tend to die a little more in crashes. But some of that is also just because men drive more societally still. But it was fun within this that we found that we tend to feel a lot better about our kids driving as our kids get older. Not surprisingly, and we get a little more worried about our parents driving as our parents get older.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a real importance that people pay attention to their driving, that you get sort of self-aware, and that you try to be a little more tolerant of your spouse.
Check out the information on the poll at eDriving.com. Thank you, Justin.
Oh, 10. $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
To the musical portion of the program every hour at this time. We have some sort of musical reference. So we've chosen the year 1987 to go back, and the top five songs are our focus. Whitney Houston, Didn't We Almost Have It All, was number five during this week in 1987. Big, big voice, bright voice. Yeah, she almost had it all and then ruined it. So Bobby Brown helped her go down that road, and then her daughter, same thing.
The more I think it was her.
You think?
Apparently she
more than him before he came along?
She had problems in high school.
Yeah. And then what is
the perfect storm of two addicts getting together.
Yeah, right.
And having a child, and that child becomes an addict.
Sad story.
Bobby Brown turned his life around a little bit.
He was somebody that none of us thought very highly of.
Everybody thought he corrupted her. That must have been something weird to live with.
Hey, listen, when you watch your ex-wife and your daughter both die, the way that they did, it's got to change you.
Yeah, only adult would not respond to that.
And he has a brand new baby, so hopefully that's
it. Who's he with now?
I don't know. I don't think anybody famous that we would know, but...
All right. Speaking of people that are famous, this lady became famous because of her father, and then she deserved recognition on her own. She was first equated with lots of religious music, and then had hits like this one. Debbie Gibson, number four, Only in My Dreams.
I am
a fan of Debbie Boone.
Yeah, right.
Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Thank you, Richie. Who's Debbie Gibson related to?
Nobody.
Mr. and Mrs. Gibson.
Well, let's take it all back. I didn't mean anything that I said.
Do you want me to share a memory about Debbie Gibson?
Yes, please.
This is so my wheelhouse. Like, I started wearing the black hat, you know, because she'd wear, like, the felt black hat in the 80s. But she had a perfume called Electric Youth, named after one of her songs.
Yeah.
That was my signature scent during junior high.
Electric
Youth.
Very nice. All right, so then we move to somebody who also is electric. Number three position this week was occupied by Madonna. Madonna. Who was that girl? She had
remember
a perfume.
The movie?
Didn't she have a perfume line or something too, Madonna?
I don't think Madonna ever had perfume.
Or was it a bra line?
I don't think she's had that. She had
I would be almost scared to wear a perfume that Madonna made.
Really?
Yeah.
I think, Richie, I didn't realize you were into perfumes at all. That's interesting knowledge.
Yeah.
Interesting.
No man thinks he's into perfume, but every man is. I swear, it's one of the things that I've
what's
learned.
What's cologne other than perfume?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm much more a Debbie Boone kind of guy. Or Debbie Gibson kind of guy.
Men appreciate a for good too. Smelling perfume, though. I've been told I smell good a lot.
You do smell good.
You do smell good.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's better. It's more important to smell good than not, frankly.
This is always a good point, though.
Michael Jackson in the number two spot for this week in 1987 with I Just Can't Stop Loving You. Hang it up, Richie. Oh, you'll appreciate this. Speaking of telling stories, yesterday I went, Bob Kay, who is a great friend and has been since 1968, and his wife have a Labor Day cookout. So Meredith and I went down there yesterday, and we went into a studio, and Meredith was, it was like breathtaking. She's looking at all the stuff in the studio and all the things going on there, and screens and that sort of thing. So he dug up a couple of things on Facebook, and then he was playing something that he'd put on. He, you know, he's very creative in something he passed along. And then I said to him, you got to be flying Tavares, and heaven must be missing an angel. And we looked at it. We had the greatest time watching and singing along to that video and looking at those pants that those guys wore in 1976.
Much like the ones you used to have.
Yeah, right. Number one.
Oh, yeah.
1987. First week of September belonged to Los Lobos and the remake, the cover, if you will, of Richie Valens' La Bamba. Pretty appropriate for this group. Number one this week, 1987. Here on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
I'm Joe Mantegna, Forest Service member. Coming home and transitioning back to civilian life is a happy time, reuniting with loved ones. But it can also be a time that presents brand new challenges, especially when it comes to finding a job that will enable them to support their spouses and families. If you're a small or large business employer, there are lots of great reasons for you to consider hiring a veteran. The same discipline, confidence, and skills that they honed in the military stay with them for life, and they can put those skills into practice in their workplace. American veterans bring great value to the businesses and companies that hire them. That's why the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes is urging employers and businesses everywhere to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's the greatest way that you can show your appreciation for the service that they provided to protect us and our freedom. To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, what's going on? The TV fans who enjoy old television shows, rough day for you if you're a fan of Martin Milner. He passed away at the age of 83. And Judy Carn from Laugh-In was 76. She passed away as well. Neither of them. That's not old. 76, no. 83. I think most people remember Martin Milner's looks, his looks and his facial expressions from Adam 12, Route 66. One Adam 12. Remember that?
Sure.
All that stuff. Yeah. And who could forget Judy Carn from Laugh-In? She was famous for Sock It to Me. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Sock It to Me. So, anyway, that's a sad story. The Good Day program, and now a focus on health and related items. We do this frequently, three or four times during the course of the week in this hour, mostly because it's something that's always on our minds. Our health, our well-being, how are you doing? Are you doing fine? Is how you feel predicated by what's going on in your mind? So often it is, at least that's the way I find it to be. If my mind feels good, I feel good. One of the people in the world that I look to for information, Dr. Jack Stockwell, he's along in a few minutes. Those of you who have really bad fall allergies, It's so bad for me, it's hurting. I was coughing up blood the other day because there's so much bad stuff in the air. It was just, well, that's for 4 or 5 minutes, but still, it's pretty distressing when things are that bad. It's very dry here in New England, and the ragweed from the pollen, from all of that, ugh. And the ragweed's really bad this year, spreading like wildfire. And those of you who know what it looks like, it's thick and ugly and takes its toll because when you hit it, it just goes poof into the air. Only in the world of medicine would Dr. Vivian Lee's question have seemed radical. She asked the question, what do the goods and services provided by the hospital system where she's chief executive officer actually cost? What does it cost to run my hospital? Let me, if you're a business, but what does it cost to run your business? That's a pretty good question, right?
Yeah.
I know what it costs to run my business. Most businesses know what the cost is, and everything that goes into producing what is sold is what's essential for setting the price of what you want, plus what the market will bear. Medicine is different. Hospitals know they're paid by the insurance companies, but it doesn't bear much relationship to their costs more and more every day. That whole scenario is changing thanks to the Affordable Health Care Act, which is becoming less and less affordable for the people involved. So we back up to Dr. Vivian Lee, who is in Salt Lake City. She is on the staff of the University of Utah Healthcare Center, and as the chief of staff, in fact, she was asked what would it cost to have a one-minute session with an MRI machine. What does it cost to use the operating room for an hour? So she, in turn, that was the board of directors asking a question, she goes to her staff and says, what does it cost? And her staff laughed at her. So Dr. Lee set in motion a task for the staff. Find out what it costs us to run the hospital so we can save money and improve care. So because of this, you'll be reading a good deal about this week, because it's gotten the attention of institutions all over the country. Secretary of Health and Human Services wants to see what the results are. Costs at medical centers in that part of the world have increased 3% over a year. This year, 3% more than last year. But the University of Utah's medical costs, which is the center that she runs, have gone down by 0.5 point. So they're bending the curve, if you will. So what does that mean for the way most hospitals are run? Are they not paying attention? Inpatient hospital costs account for 30% of healthcare spending here in our country, and increasing at 2% a year. Cost issue takes on new urgency because more and more people are signed up for the Affordable Health Care Act, and this is accelerating the costs in the hospitals. So good for her and good for this. This will be the, so I'm telling those of you who have not heard about this before, first time you've heard about this study, I guarantee it'll not be the last time. This will be on a lot of people's minds during the course of the week. Speaking of Salt Lake City, Dr. Jack Stockwell is in Salt Lake. We'll consult with him on your allergy and my allergy. Allergies in the Focus next year on Good Day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Renai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Renai's industry-leading products at www.renai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices.
Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons at just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
43 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is with us. He's responsible for a number of things. He's a great NUCA chiropractor. You know what? I want to start with allergies. I have in the spring, and now it's starting to creep in because it's so dry here now on the farm, and I was out in the dustiest hay yesterday that I can remember being around, and came home and just coughed up all kinds of black crap from being out there. And I've noticed, and the people working with me have noticed, my voice not feeling or sounding as strong as it normally does because of these allergies which creep back in. It lasts for about a month, 6 weeks in the springtime. Had a good summer. Now it's dry. We're 3 weeks away from the first day of fall, and things are beginning to change. The consistency, the molecular structure of things that grow are changing. And so I find myself wheezing, coughing, have lots of stuff, and my voice doesn't sound as strong because of these allergies. And I don't know that there's any. You're a sort of homeopathic guy. By the way, Jack runs a NUCA chiropractic office in Salt Lake City that has thousands and thousands of people feeling better over the course of his tenure there because he knows what he's doing. All right, anyway, so what do you say to those of us who are having a tough time with allergies this early fall, September?
Well, that brings me right to the Forbidden Doctor podcast number 4, which is the answer to that. Only a protein can cause an allergy. A lot of people will confuse allergies with some kind of sensitivity. But right. Only a protein that gets into the bloodstream that does not belong there will create an allergic reaction.
Where do you get the protein?
Oh, it can come in through the air, through the food, through, you know, through the skin.
So where do I
usually,
get these?
Usually
where
through
do they
the
come
air.
From? You
lungs.
Bring it in that way, but where do they come from? What's the origin of these proteins?
Oh, they're molds, they're spores, they're pet dander, there's food ingredients in processed foods.
It's more evident with me at this time of year and in the spring.
Well, because there's a lot more allergens out there floating around in the summertime.
So allergens are proteins.
Yes, an allergen is only a protein can cause an allergy. The proteins that are flowing through our bloodstream, like albumin, it's like egg white, mm-hmm. is a denatured protein, so your body can deliver protein wherever it needs it throughout the body. But when you get an active protein, the problem with that is an active protein can react with something else. And so your immune system goes nuts when an active protein shows up in the bloodstream. And then the allergy begins to form because your body will be creating an allergic reaction to it, the itchy, watery, runny eyes, the coughing, the sneezing, the yeah. hives, yeah. all kinds of, yeah. even to anaphylactic shock.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that thing shows up again down the road, if you haven't healed your gut so that it gets through the walls of the gut back into the bloodstream again, that allergic
reaction. So I have a gut problem? Is that what
yes,
you're...
Yes, all allergies come back to the gut.
So how do I mean, I've been pretty good about what you say about the gut. You give me books about the gut. You tell us all health begins in the gut. I believe that, and I'm trying to put good things into my gut. I can't avoid these pollens, these pollutants, these proteins. I guess unless I live in a bubble.
Well, when I set out a few number of years ago to take care of my own gut problem,
mm-hmm.
I was able to go around pets once again. If I was near a cat, all I had to do was be in the same state a cat lived in. And my eyes would just about swell out of my head.
Uh-huh.
I can be around cats now. I can be, in fact, I was at a daughter's house here not too long ago with cats and spent the night there, no problem at all. Dog yeah. dander, a horse dander, nothing bothers that anymore
mm-hmm.
because of healing the gut. And again, we talk about that in podcast number 4. But we need to, Mary has talked to me about this yesterday, that we need to do another podcast here pretty soon on the
Mary
gut.
Mary is the wife who deals
with brains.
Some of the practical sides of these problems and does a great job in focusing on and coming up with the things that will be helpful in the podcast. So,
yes.
Forbidden Doctor Podcast, there's a lot of information there. All right. Next item is the chicken pox. We're going to learn that it's all in the gut, too. Is that all a gut problem?
No.
I'm not trying to be a wise guy.
It's a virus. Chickenpox
right?
is a virus.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's a virus, it's so incredibly small, it can just come in through the mucous membranes around the eyes or through the throat or through the nose. It's highly contagious, as everybody knows. But you know why they call it chickenpox?
No.
Because it had such little problem with the body. Once your immune system tackled it, it'd take about 10, 14 days. Like anything else, it takes your immune system about a week to 2 weeks to mount up a defense to something you've contracted and get rid of it, which is why a cold usually will last 2 weeks. But when you get the chicken pox, you get these little scabby, itchy blisters
yeah.
all over you, but it doesn't hurt anybody.
Mm.
You know, you just put some gloves on the child's hands for a few days so that they can't scratch these things and leave scars behind. But they call it chicken because anybody who really complained about it once they got it was a chicken. It comes
shingles.
From it.
Well,
seriously, I'm
yeah,
serious.
Okay. I got it. Chicken pox related to shingles?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, if you get chicken pox later in life, usually if you got chicken pox as a child, you got it, you're over with, you're immune for life.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you don't get a shingles problem down the road. But shingles is another kind of very, very similar virus, the varicella. Varicella virus. And when you get it as an adult, if you have some kind of weakened immune response.
A lot of people get it after chemo, right?
Well, yes, because chemo wrecks your immune system.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it gets into something called the DRG, the dorsal root ganglion. It's back in the spine that affects a sensory nerve that wraps around the body, you know, kind of like a belt at various different levels, which is why it usually stays to one area of the body and can drive people absolutely out of their minds with the pain because it's the actual nerve itself,
yeah,
not just local
yeah.
tissue that mm-hmm. the nerve is in. The nerve itself gets a lesion and can become incredibly painful.
Yesterday's poll, have you had chicken pox? 76% of you who responded at DougStephan.com said, I had it when I was a child. I see 11% said, I never had the chicken pox. 6% said I've had it twice. 5% I had it when I was an adult. 3% I had it when I was a teenager. I had shingles about 10 years ago, and I don't remember having the chicken pox on
it. Yeah,
that's
just what I was saying there earlier.
Yeah, right.
And the healthier you are as a child, the less serious the symptoms mm-hmm. become. Mm-hmm. It's just like a lot of very, very healthy children get a little sniffles, maybe, you know, for a day or two they've got a headache and they feel kind of junky, and then all of a sudden they're back out in the field playing again. That's what happens to a lot of children who show the least amount of symptoms contracting a lot of these childhood diseases.
Save yourself from processed foods. Join Jack and the people who've created the Long Life Energy Enzymes. This is a great compound. You can read all about it at the website. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. Click on the products and then click on the Long Life Energy Enzymes. You can get them. Use the code Doug for 10% off. That's at ForbiddenDoctor.com. 51 after. Thanks, Jack.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld.com. WHEY.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
To the right place. Travel, an important thing for lots and lots of people who want to enjoy some time away, planning winter vacations now that summertime seems to be waning. Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com. We're going to talk about whether it's fair that the Persian Gulf carriers and other carriers for other countries get subsidies, and how does that hurt our flagship carriers. Is there a $1 sale, $1 ticket available, and if so, where? And if not, what do we have in terms of your snooze, you lose airfares? Tom Parsons with the details up next here on Good Day.
This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's, get Labor Day weekend savings. Take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pack. Then, save on everything your family needs to go back to school, like 30 to 50% off jeans and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Be yourself. Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Wish
summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 27th through September 7th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, Tom Parsons here on the Good Day program, discussing air fares and what you pay to go, whether it's domestically or internationally. A lot of U.S. airlines, as we were talking about last week, not happy because some of the business, they've expanded rapidly in the Middle East especially, added lots of planes and service, and now come these Persian Gulf carriers. Some of the new ones, Emirates and those airlines that are offering better service and less expensive service, they are going to win. It just makes, well, whether they're subsidized or not. But is it because they're subsidized that they have better service? Is that the reason?
I'm not sure if that's the primary reason. I mean, I think I said off this last week to you that I hadn't even heard of an airline called Emirates 20 years ago.
Really?
I mean, a sales rep came in and said, oh, you got to put your guys on Emirates. And, well, where do you fly out of? Europe? I go, well, I'm not going send people to Europe to pick up Emirates, but all of a sudden we got the open skies, and that's something the U.S. airlines wanted. And now you've got Emirates flying to what? They fly. They're also flying the newest equipment.
Yeah.
They're flying Dallas and Houston with the new Airbus 380s, you know, the double deckers. They're going to Los Angeles, San Francisco, and yeah, that's going to put a dent in the traffic. And Delta says, hey, I'm going to have to pull back some of my planes to Dubai. Well, you only have one. So how much traffic? You know, these guys are flying more. So I think they think it's a little dirty pool that these airlines are.
Well,
they're a good airline. They take you past the, you know, into the Middle East. They take you into, and they really are beating up these airlines pretty good.
So are they, if you were cheating with subsidies, is that true?
Well, you know, let's look at our subsidies. I mean, we've given the airlines all kinds of subsidies over the years, from everything from bankruptcies.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me a U.S. airline other than Southwest that hasn't filed for bankruptcies. Tell me how the pension programs are working at the major airlines. They're under-subsidized because they're expecting the United States government to use. Look at 911. We gave the airlines billions of dollars to stay afloat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not uncommon that countries
help someone along. If they clean up their service, they'd be better off. Let's talk about the $1 Frontier sale. This is another airline that's going down the chuter pretty fast. Give us the quick story on the fares there.
You know, any news is good news, and you get $1 to air travel. And tell me how many newspapers, how many TV stations, how many all that pick up on it. And it gets that name Frontier out there in the public eye. Mm-hmm. But you have to remember, Frontier is sort of like Spirit today. You have service fees, seat assignment fees. You have to pay for carry-on bag fees.
Junk airlines. Yeah. All right. So Frontier trying to make a name for themselves, so they offer a $1 fare for one day, and everybody covers it. Yeah, makes sense. Tom Parsons, check out the best fares at bestfares.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.